Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of The Thought Police. Here we are. Another week has passed. We're into March now. Kevin O'Sullivan, very good evening to you.
That's a Keir Starmer, actually.
Keir Starmer, fixing the foundation.
He's moved on now, hasn't he? He's an international peacemaker. What an absolute fucking prize.
If we get this straight, Donald Trump couldn't give a fuck if he lives or dies. him acting like, I'm the bridge between Europe and America.
Yeah.
No, you're fucking right. Not. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, they look at fucking Starmer, and as far as they're concerned, he's just another weak, woke, European wanker.
And they're just fucking with him.
Of course
they're
they are.
Literally just fucking with him. I mean, the greatest thing that happened this week was when he went all out with his fucking new, Coalition of the Willing, which I've been calling the Coalition of the Wilting. It's so fucking useless, right? None of whom have got anything to offer apart from old Ursula von der Leyen with her fucking wooden guns and fucking wooden bullets, broomsticks. We'll take on the Russians. They won't allow us to give the Germans any weapons. There's a good fucking reason for that, by the way, because last time they had any, they fucking invaded Poland.
Exactly.
So we're not fucking giving them any fucking guns, thanks.
So the Coalition of the fucking Willing,
yeah.
The moment when push comes to shove, which is basically Starmer and a bunch of EU tossers.
Yeah.
When push comes to shove, and they're actually called upon to help Ukraine on their own, they will become, in nanoseconds, the coalition of the unwilling.
Of course they will.
Fucking Germany and France. Yeah. You've got to be joking.
Right. And Italy have already said, we can't fucking have any of our fucking soldiers. You can fuck off.
And Trump knows that. More to the point, Zelensky knows that.
But my favourite bit of all of that was when he pulled himself up to his full height. He was hugging them all, putting out... What's he doing with these videos with the dramatic music behind them? He's some kind of fucking amazing, figure of statesmanship.
Yeah.
Tony Blair... He makes Tony Blair look like fucking Churchill, So, meanwhile, he goes out and says, we must make sure that all military aid continues to flow into Ukraine. He then has a conversation with Trump on fucking Monday night. Trump doesn't bother to tell him that he's fucking pulling it all. And so fucking Starmer wakes up in the morning, puts the fucking radio on and goes, they've pulled all the aid.
Yeah.
I told them we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I'm bestriding the Atlantic. Yeah, exactly right. Just at the point where Starmer in the evening said, it's vital that we keep American support to continue our campaign in Ukraine. The next morning, fucking Trump pulls all military aid. And by the way, as we speak now, this is Thursday night.
Yeah.
This rare earth mineral deal that hasn't been signed.
Right.
So Trump has just upped the ante by withdrawing all intelligence aid to Ukraine, and without intelligence, they can't fire the American missiles. Apparently, the American missiles, which are the most important part of Ukraine's arsenal, are just freezing.
Right.
Of
course, despite the fact that all the Western European tossers and all the Trump haters were going, he hasn't really given that much money because Europe's given more. And Europe's given more weapons. Fuck off, have they? Without America, even the idiot Starmer knows they can't do fucking anything.
Yeah, and this is what Starmer's been trying to protect. He said, we have to get used to the fact that America won't necessarily come to support us anymore.
Yeah.
But we can do it ourselves. No, we fucking can't.
Yeah, of course.
No, we fucking can't. Mainly because, if all the European nations really got together and really pulled all their money and weapons and really showed kind of unified resolve, But that ain't going to fucking happen.
No.
Germany probably won't get involved. France, unlikely. Italy has already said so.
Yeah.
And who gives a fuck about Spain? And so on and so forth. So, you know, everybody knows. Zelensky knows. Now that America's pulled the plug, it is all fucking over.
Of course it's over. And the point is, Zelensky, even after he had the meeting at the weekend with Starmer, has also basically fucking succumbed to what Trump wants him to do and say. And so Starmer's irrelevant. Completely and utterly fucking irrelevant.
Yeah,
and he was only relevant, really, for about 24 hours, you know, which was the first 24 hours when he went over to Trump and did that ghastly fucking performance of creepery and kind of, you know, oligenious fucking, you know, Uriah Heep-like charm, which was so disgusting. I was actually fucking ashamed of it.
Well,
I thought, are you really now the representative of Great Britain? Yeah. That you have to go to America and put your hand, that fucking lingering hand on Trump's shoulder, which looked so weird.
And he fucking hates Trump.
Yeah.
And Trump... Trump doesn't hate Starmer. Starmer
Trump
is the
shit.
Trump, he's the shit under Trump's shoes.
Yeah, right.
He's just an irrelevance.
Yeah.
And by the way, while he's going, I'm the bridge between America and Europe. No, you're fucking not, you dwarf.
No. It's more like a fucking tunnel that's been filled in.
This is what fucking pisses me off. Since Saturday,
right?
So with Thursday, so this is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 1,378 illegal migrants have crossed the fucking channel. What the fuck is that dwarf cunt doing about that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Fuck all.
Nothing.
Smashing the snuggling gangs.
Smash the gangs. Stop the fucking migrants.
Yeah.
Stop the fucking boats. Smashing the gangs won't solve anything.
Well, also, he hasn't smashed. He smashed the gangs to such an extent that we got that story today about the Albanian fucking mafia boss who runs an Albanian crime gang. Who's not only not been smashed, but they can't even send him home.
No.
Why? Because the other Albanian gang bosses might fucking kill him.
Good.
Well, fucking let
them. Good. Who cares?
He's got, by the way, he's got more chance of getting killed here by an Albanian drug gang than he has in fucking Albania.
I think there are more Albanians in London than there are in Albania.
Well, people say Albania's a great place to go now because all the drug money's gone back, right? They've built all these amazing, like, seaside resorts and incredible kind of, you know, luxury hotels and spas and all that. And all the fucking drug dealers and criminals are all living here.
And
so actually, Albania's quite safe.
Yeah, and it's nice and uncrowded because most of the population has moved to Britain.
Yeah.
Most of them on fucking illegal boats.
Yeah, and they keep coming back. They get deported and they get paid to go back and then they come back again on another fucking boat. It's a joke.
But this is this is the shit that Starmer should be concentrating on and not pretending he's some kind of colossus who's bringing the world together.
But this is what they love to do. Every failing politician, you know, Clinton did it in America when it started to turn to shit domestically.
Yeah,
he decided to start going after Osama fucking bin Laden, firing missiles all over the world, trying to kill him. You know, same went for George W. Bush. After 9/11, they decided, let's go after Saddam Hussein, even though there was no fucking evidence that Saddam Hussein was in any way to blame for fucking 9/11.
Look tough on the world stage.
Have a lot of meetings around the world with world leaders. Look as if you're fucking important. Look as if you've got a bigger motorcade than the next guy. It's a fucking absolute racket.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, this is an ego thing with Star Wars.
Yeah.
He likes to go abroad because the amount he's gone abroad is just a fucking disgrace.
Ridiculous.
By the way, just to he likes to go abroad because when he goes abroad, they don't hold him in complete contempt,
right. And he doesn't get heckled.
When he comes back here, everybody thinks he's just a stupid.
Well, do you remember when he went to Doncaster races and people were going wanker?
Well, yeah, accurately, exactly, fucking right. What a prick! So he's bestriding the world stage and letting things go to fucking rack and ruin. But you know, in terms of him going around the world, did you see that in the first 3 months of this Labour government, socialists, those cunts, those cabinet cunts, spent more than £2 million on private jet flights, and who spent 851,000 of it? Fucking David Lammy.
Yeah.
£851,000 on private jet flights in 3 months. Meanwhile, the Labour Speaker of the House, long haul Lindsay Hoyle, he's racked up $250,000
How the fuck
in
is he
2 years.
That?
What the fuck is the Speaker going around the world?
I know. Also, we've been talking about this and we'll be on Plank of the Week as well. You know, if you're going on these jollies because you're supposedly, you know, spreading the word and you're the ambassador of the British parliamentary system, surely to fuck the country you're visiting is paying for the trip, isn't it?
No, we're paying.
I know that, but why are we paying for it? Because surely he should be getting Singapore. It's a very wealthy country. If Singapore wants him to go, he should go.
But they don't want him to go. Exactly. He gets the invite, doesn't he?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's down to him. He's not going at the request of these fucking people. He's going because he wants to go.
No one knows.
Otherwise, they'd be paying.
Who the fuck knows who he is in fucking Singapore or Los Angeles?
Well, how about the Cayman Islands?
Right. Well, look, I did this story in December when he went to the Cayman Islands, I got this letter from his office saying, "You clearly don't understand the role of Mr. Speaker."
Fuck off.
Yeah, and he said, "These were not..." jollies, in quotes. "These were not jaunts."
Yeah.
Yes, they fucking were.
Also, you know, you and I have travelled a fair bit in our time, you know, around the world and this, that and the other. I might ask you, actually, what's the most exotic place you've ever been, because that would be quite interesting. But, you know, so he goes to Singapore. I went to Singapore, right? And I actually went to Singapore on a freebie from the Singapore Tourist Agency, because I happened to be in newspapers at the time, and they were very happy to have me there for three or four days. Although I have to say, the trip was slightly, ruined to some extent, because I was in the midst of my divorce and my crazed ex-wife. You might remember this, actually.
I remember your ex-wife in
the Mirror newsroom. She kept ringing up saying, "Where is that fucking cunt? Where is he?
Singapore!"
And, you know, I'd gone off to Singapore, right, with another woman, and basically she kept ringing the news list every fucking day. And of course, the great thing was that what she didn't know was that everybody on news desks, she used to deal with nutters ringing in, shouting at them. But so there was that. But also, the trouble was I'd taken some Valium on the plane. And drunk massive amounts of red wine. So when I got off the plane in Singapore to be greeted by the Singapore Tourist Board officials, I couldn't speak. I couldn't fucking write my name. I started trying to walk up a fucking travelator the wrong way. I was absolutely fucked.
A marvellous representative of the Mirror.
Yeah. But it didn't cost me 23 fucking grand, which is what he's charged for his trip to Singapore.
My brother-in-law lives in Singapore. I've been there quite a few times. Yeah. And yeah, it doesn't cost that much. But, you know, the point is, these fuckers, typical socialists... Yeah. They take our money, taxpayers' money, and they spend it like drunken sailors.
Yeah.
And
they don't give a fuck.
I said last night, I used this on air, I've had enough of this, and I said, look, Lindsay Hoyle and all of this lot, they are taking the fucking piss.
Yeah.
I didn't say fucking, but I did say taking the piss, because that's exactly what they're doing. And if Lindsay Hoyle wants to take us up on it, let's go to court.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he will, do you?
No, I don't think so either.
This is fucking... You know,
also, let's look at everything else that they're spending money on. Angela Rayner's fucking Department of Housing has spent an extra 20 million quid since she's been in charge on consultants, on fucking reports, on studies. I mean, and they can all take us to court as well, because you can bet your fucking bottom dollar if you start looking into who's been hired as consultants, they will be people who will be very friendly to the likes of Angela Rayner and the Labour Party, because they've got their favourites. And they think all this money that we fucking give them, generated by the ridiculous amount of tax they make us pay, it's just their money to spend
cunt Starmer, right? You remember when Boris Johnson was the Prime Minister?
Seems a long time ago now, but
there was this big hoo-ha about the fact that they got some shit wallpaper that was going to cost £29,000.
Something like that.
Which I do believe he got some sort of Tory party.
He got some donors to pay for.
So it wasn't actually out of the exchequer.
Do any of these politicians pay for anything?
Well, no. Well, Keir Starmer... Guess how much he's spent pulling down pictures of Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Repainting a room that's blue.
Right.
Doesn't like Tory blue. Tosser. Do you know how much he spent?
How much?
£80,000.
Fucking
twat. Redecorating.
That was one of the
money. That's our money.
Well.
£80,000 redecorating 10 down.
And that was one of the fucking ridiculous moments of hypocrisy, wasn't it? When he said to Donald Trump, you know, how grateful he was that he had put back Churchill's bust in the Oval Office because Biden had fucking removed it, right? It turns out that this very same Prime Minister has removed pictures of Winston Churchill from his own office.
Yeah.
So why is he saying, well done to Donald Trump? Why didn't he say, oh, by the way, I removed that fucking wanker Churchill's poster, poster picture.
Rachel Rees, Rachel from Accounts, next door to number 11, literally this week has taken down a portrait of Winston Churchill in the conference room of the Chancellor's home and replaced it with a woolen tapestry of an unknown woman.
Yes,
and it looks like some tea. teenager's poster in her bedroom.
I tweeted that about
fucking Philistine.
I know. And that she removed a picture of one of the great leaders of this country's ever seen.
Replaced it with a piece of wool.
No, replaced it with a nobody.
Yeah.
Because that's literally what she's done.
A woolen nobody.
Yeah.
Fuck me, it's just unbelievable.
It tells you all you need to know about these fucking people. Yeah. And of course, you know, the other big story this week is the fucking two-tier justice system, isn't it? We knew, and I actually quoted you this morning on my show, because I heard you last night saying this, that they've been doing this in secret for so long that they now don't mind admitting in public that this is what they're doing.
Well, they don't quite realise that they shouldn't have been in public, so they just committed it.
But they're so used to it because they don't think it's wrong.
And
how the fuck can it be right to say that you, as a white man, middle class, middle-aged, whatever, should be sent to prison before a woman, before a trans woman, before a fucking member of the ethnic minorities, before a fucking... you know, person that thinks they're a horse, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly right. So this means if you're a, like you and me, Mike, sort of white, middle-aged, middle-class, heterosexual male, you are fucked.
Yeah.
This is just to make sure everybody knows. These are official sentencing council guidelines just out now this week, which reveal that magistrates have been instructed to give special treatment to people from ethnic communities, religious, cultural groups, religious groups, in other words, and trans people, sexual. So in other words, if you're a person of colour, if you're a Muslim, if you're trans, you get better treatment, you'll get more lenient treatment than if you're a white British citizen.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
And how dare they now say that there is no such thing as two-tier justice in this country? We already know there's two-tier fucking policing. We already know that that is still going on. And no matter how many times the fucking police get told, stop going after people for bullshit fucking reasons, they keep doing it. Yeah. They keep turning up at people's houses for fucking tweets they don't like, Facebook posts they don't like, and they keep not turning up at the house of people who have actually been proper victims of crime. Shocking.
We've got this Justice Secretary, Shabana Mahmood.
Yeah, right, useless.
Now, she said when she learned of this, the Tories found this horror about two-tier justice. She said that she wasn't happy about it and that she was going to write to the Sentencing Council to register her displeasure.
Displeasure, yes.
Here's an idea, Shabana. You're the fucking Justice Secretary. You're the government. Here's what you do. You get in touch with the Sentencing Council and you say this. This is not fucking happening. It is banned. We're the government. Yeah. You do what you're fucking told. The reason she's not doing that is she approves of this.
Yes, of course. Well, we found out today from Robert Jenrick, who got this information from the magistrate. The magistrate fucking sent it to him, who said he was concerned about it. It turns out that she had one of her fucking juniors in the meeting where it was fucking drawn up. So she's talking absolute bollocks to say that she didn't know. She fucking did know, but now she's been caught out. She's pretending she doesn't like it. And now she's saying, oh, but I can only ask them not to do it. She has no power over them.
And you had
absolute rubbish.
You had a great lawyer on your show this morning who came up with a great phrase about this Labour government.
Yeah.
They keep claiming performative powerlessness.
Yes.
So Keir Starmer up in South Wales, I can't would prejudice the trial. Absolute lie. He pretends he's powerless to do anything.
Yeah.
Shabana Mahmood, with his two-tier justice, performative powerlessness, is pretending she can't do anything about it. You're the fucking government.
Yeah.
You can do anything you like.
And presumably that also extends to the likes of fucking the Attorney General, Lord Harmer, or Hermer, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah,
what another fucking price prick he is.
Hates, hates Britain.
Who seems to be, one hates Britain, but also loves people that hate Britain.
Yeah,
he likes to represent them as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's only a coincidence that he ends up picking up these strange and unusual terrorists from the cab rank.
And cabinet full of cunts.
It really is. And they can't, for the same reason, because they don't want to, they can't stop the fucking boats. They can't stop the fucking migrants because they don't want to.
Yeah, I know, exactly right. So, as I say, this fucking migrant crisis is going from bad to worse. Government doing nothing about it. We've now got official two-tier justice. Government doing nothing about it. And by the way, the anti-terrorist authorities today have said that when Keir Starmer didn't reveal, pretended there was no terrorist connection with Axel Rudakabana, the murderer, that prejudiced the trial,
which we all said at the time.
Because it's the Jonathan Hall, KC as well, said that actually He should have revealed it all, because by not revealing it, he created the misinformation that actually would have prejudiced the trial.
And caused an awful lot of mayhem and fucking damage to property and into the bargain. Yeah, because if he'd come out with the information at first, there wouldn't have been any riots. Yeah. There wouldn't have been perhaps the outrage that there was, because the way people reacted was to an event that they thought had been carried out by somebody different.
Yeah,
they might still have been pissed off.
What he was desperately trying to do. He was lying. He said that there was no terrorist connection.
Well, that's what he's good at.
And these people were far right thugs. So what it transpires is that those rioters, many of whom, by the way, were peaceful protesters, protesting about the migrant crisis. One or two extremists among them went over the top. Not the fucking point. They were right. They were right. There was a terrorist connection. Yeah. Keir Starmer, fucking Angela Rayner, going, fake news. No.
She said it was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I had a go at Nigel Farage. Yeah. You're fostering conspiracy theories. No, Nigel Farage was right. The rioters were right. And we have a fucking government. We have a prime minister, deputy prime minister, and a cabinet who just lied to us.
Yes.
Just lied
to us. Well, that is their speciality now. They lie all the time. We haven't even given an honourable mention to Jonathan Reynolds, the fake solicitor.
Fake solicitor. You know,
who pretends to be something which he's never been, and which, by any other fucking measure, I bet you any sensible lawyer would tell you this, if that was somebody who was anti-Keir Starmer, standing up every weekend at Speaker's Corner, who'd said that they used to be a solicitor, he'd have him in fucking in prison.
Fucking
he'd lock him up, wouldn't
fucking
he?
Fucking right. He's under investigation, isn't he? He could...
he is.
The Solicitor's Council, or whatever they call...
well, they've got new information.
They're going to have his ass.
I think they will. I think he's gone. I don't think he lasts the fucking... I keep saying this, but because they're such wankers, these people, they don't get fired until the very, very last minute. Reeves is going to get fucked as well in March. She's going to come out with this crappy fucking March spring statement, which is going to make life even fucking worse for everybody.
Yeah, I wonder which cat. So there's this spring reshuffle coming. I hope and I cherish. I suspect that Starmer, kicking and screaming, is being dragged towards reality, towards the real world. He showed that when he took billions of pounds out of our fatuous, stupid foreign aid budget and put it towards defence.
I'm sorry to see how the least dogs go, aren't you?
What a toss.
Yeah.
She's everything that's
female
wrong.
Impersonator.
So she quit as a female impersonator. Politician impersonator. Yeah. She quit because she said it was so terrible to take away the foreign aid budget. Because
she'd been also enjoying
everything that's wrong with Labour.
She'd also been enjoying a few jollies. She was in Ethiopia one week. Next week she was in Philippines.
These cunts
traveling the fucking world.
To go back to that, these cunts do this all the time. At any given point in the calendar, you will find there'll be 10 to 20 MPs somewhere exotic on a quote fact finding. Yeah. Paid for by us. I say the game is up.
Definitely.
We're not going to fucking put up with this anymore. Fucking long hoil.
Yeah.
Better not go anymore on any more of these trips.
Well, I think now that he knows that he might under a bit of scrutiny, maybe he might be a bit.
Well, he's a fucking idiot. You know, he's a fucking idiot. He should have just gone on 2 a year instead
of
10 a year.
He's gone to Gibraltar about six fucking
times.
Yeah,
he's going to Gibraltar.
You know, and a lot of the time.
He's got a girlfriend there or something.
Well, you know, I'm not suggesting that for a minute, but some of the places where he stays in Gibraltar are unknown, which tells me he wasn't in a hotel.
Yeah.
So in the good old days of the News of the World, you'd have sent somebody down to Gibraltar to find out where he was staying, wouldn't you?
Yeah, kind of, except for who the hell fucking knows who Lindsay Hoyle is, but I suppose we do.
Well,
that.
I mean, we would, I mean, in those, in you put that on page one in the old days.
Yeah, I suppose
Lindsay Hoyle's got a fucking
If you found him playing away from home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
you would.
Order. And all that. You can see the fucking headlines now.
Yeah.
Should we talk about that fucking idiot Harry and Meghan?
Oh my God, oh my God.
The world's most useless couple. Which, who have managed to even undercut their own uselessness with this latest fucking venture.
So I had to get up, came out 2 days ago, didn't it? Thursday, came out Tuesday.
Yeah.
I had to get up early.
Tuesday night, I think it came out.
No, Tuesday morning.
Was it Tuesday morning?
It was like Tuesday night in America.
Yeah.
So it was available here as of about midnight Tuesday. Anyway, I got up early to watch it. Couldn't find it, by the way. Netflix,
oh, really? So they're not promoting it?
Well, Netflix aren't making a big thing of it.
Really?
But I eventually found it
right.
And watched it. And, you know, I've got a bit of form as a TV watcher.
Yeah.
I used to be a TV critic. 10 minutes into it, I'm not exaggerating. I was absolutely shocked at how boring it was.
Yeah.
So fucking boring.
Crikey.
I mean,
I mean, they can do boring, Because the last, you know, documentary series about them was pretty fucking bad. Yeah, but this is really scraping the barrel.
She can't open her fucking mouth without sending people to sleep. She has taken, at some point in her life, a bucket full of boring pills.
Yeah.
And she's so tedious. Mm. I mean, who the fuck needs a fucking recipe for ice cubes?
I know. Or can you take these pretzels out of a bag and put them in another bag?
Yeah, that's what most of the her luxury lifestyle living tips are taking... products out of their shop bags, putting them in another bag, and then putting a bow round the top of them. I mean, what a fucking...
I saw an interview she did. I can't remember who, some American chat show.
Was this the new one, Drew Barrymore?
I don't know if it was Drew Barrymore. It might have been. But this is one where she's talking about reading a book to her children when she's not with them. And one of the tips that you can do is you can FaceTime with your children. You know, daddy can say, mama's away, but now she's reading and here's her favourite story for you. And then you read it so you can give them time even when you're not with them. I mean, do fuck off. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
And by the way, Megan, if you're listening, I doubt if you are, but...
she loves the Thought Police.
Yeah, she loves the Thought Police. One of our greatest fans. You are not Megan Sussex.
No.
You're Megan fucking Markle. Don't you fucking forget it.
Yeah.
You're Miss Ordinary from Central LA, and you always fucking will be fucking...
I mean, Sussex isn't even his fucking name.
Pound store fucking duchess.
Yeah.
So she goes up, so she gets this this actress, right? Called Mindy Kaling, who comes across as a really nice lady, actually.
But nobody's heard of these people.
Well, she's on The Office. She is quite well known. So this series, 8-part series, it's full of people who are either on Megan's payroll.
Yeah.
So she's paid
some people to pay friends.
Or they're like C-list celebrities who've been roped in.
Yeah.
So Mindy Kaling seems like very nice. So she goes there. You know, she's in the kitchen with Megan.
Yeah.
Not Megan's kitchen, someone else's.
Different kitchen.
Well, no, because it's not filmed at her
house. No, it's not her house,
No, exactly. She keeps saying that. She keeps, it's not my real home. Yeah. That's not a good thing to say.
Right.
So Mindy Kaling goes, I can't believe that, the Meghan Markle used to eat junk food.
Yeah.
And so Meghan Markle really nastily goes, just so funny you keep saying Meghan Markle. It's Meghan Sussex now.
But
it's fucking not. Actually, if she wants to know what her marital surname is, it's Mountbatten Windsor.
It is,
it's
isn't
not
it?
Sussex.
Yeah. His name for a while was Harry Wales, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they kind of do this, but their family name.
Yeah.
It's like, what's her name? Sophie calls herself Sophie Wessex.
Right.
But their real family name is Mountbatten Windsor. So if Meghan wants to bestow her proper marital name on herself, it's Meghan Mountbatten Windsor,
which sounds even more fucking
stupid. Actually, she'd probably quite like that.
Don't tell her that, because that's what she'll start.
She'll like that, won't she? She'll like that.
Windsor.
Honestly,
have a castle named after me.
That fucking series is going to die a terrible death. It is a farewell letter
for
a wannabe star who hasn't got a fucking clue.
And also, the one section that I've seen him in, which I'm told is the only one, where he's standing in the garden holding a glass of fucking mimosa.
So here's to you.
We've done such a great job.
Here's to
doing
you.
What? A great job. Here's doing what? You. He can't be fucking happy, can he?
Oh, God.
He must fucking hate it.
No, she says...
Because most British people would hate that whole California schmaltzy... I mean, you lived in LA for a long time. You know those kind of people. I mean, LA's full of quite sensible
fucking
people.
Hell, yeah.
No, but it's also full of quite cool people as well. But if you hang out with these cunts, you know, you couldn't last 5 fucking minutes.
So keep talking amongst yourself. I'm going to read you a little bit. We'll finish on a little bit of Meghanism.
Okay.
This is, so she speaks, she doesn't speak English. English is a second language.
Yeah.
She speaks Californian gobbledygook.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to read you a quote that you won't fucking believe. This is from this series.
Right.
Hang on. Stay where you
are. I mean, I saw some of the quotes that came from the thing itself, where there's one great one where it sounds like she's been wanking him off all afternoon. And she goes, my right arm is so strong now, you know, from what I've been doing, and I have the left one's really skinny. And you just think, you know, if you just played that in the wrong fucking place, it would be quite funny.
Yeah, here we go.
It's probably
the
best you can fucking hope for.
Right, okay, so she doesn't speak English, she speaks Californian gobbledygook.
Yeah.
This is a quote from With Love, Megan.
Yeah.
What was really fun was learning something with your friends and then recognizing that the Mahjong becomes the background of the expansion of the friendship.
What
the fuck does that mean?
The Mahjong, is that a game?
I don't fucking know. Well, I don't fucking know. Does she even know what that means?
I don't think
she
does.
She hasn't got any friends she pays for.
Right. She hasn't got any food, really, that she's bought.
Yeah.
She's rearranging it more than cooking it.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is just a load of bollocks.
So I had a brother on my show.
Yeah, I saw.
He reviewed Thomas Markle Jr. He's a nice guy, actually. Yeah. he said...
He doesn't seem to have a lot of time for her.
Yeah, he said that he feels sorry for her. And he said... The way I see it is people watch the first episode, maybe about 3 minutes of the second episode, and then it's going to die a terrible death. I think, I honestly think not many people, Tom's right, but I honestly think not many people will get to the end of the first episode.
I mean, there's going to be some curiosity value.
But
all the media's talking about it, you're talking about it, I'm talking about it, but you can't, as you say, you can't sit through it without going, this is shit.
It's a massive mountain of towering tedium. It is so fucking boring.
Jesus.
It's going to fail.
Christ. Yeah, well, let's hope so.
It will. Don't worry about it. It will.
And let's hope they don't ever film anything ever again. They just fucking disappear up their own arseholes. listen, that's all we got time for this week because we're up against the time clock.
We are.
So don't do anything fucking stupid.
Yep.
Have a good weekend.
Fuck you all.
We'll see you soon.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make him better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.